So here's a question. How's your portfolio?
Do you fools listen to music or do you just skim through it?
When Mr. Goldman, they hit Mr. Sachs. Business ran on railroad tracks.
Kansas is full of good men.
You're gonna need this!
So, you hear that? Jay-Z, Goldman Sachs, the movie Oz, they're part of a much bigger portfolio of projects that you may be invested in without even knowing it. Taxpayer-subsidized, quote, qualified private activity bonds, a new way to channel taxpayer money into worthy public works projects. Well, you decide if they are worthy. Everything from a winery in North Carolina, golf resort in Puerto Rico, the Jay-Z-branded Barclays Center in Brooklyn, the office of Goldman Sachs in New York, the film studio that produced Oz. More than $65 billion in total from bonds from state and local governments over the past decade that have gone to some perfectly healthy private corporations. That's according to a new analysis of data by The New York Times and Louise Story, investigative reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Welcome back, Louise.
Hi, good to be here.
So tax-exempt bonds funding projects of one kind or another, that's nothing new. But these seem to have a lot of discretion as to where they end up.
Well, so what this is, these are what are called municipal bonds. You've probably heard of these. And for the most part, they're issued by states and cities to fund their roads and their schools and their other projects. But the states and cities, they're allowed to let companies use their what they call a conduit, use their vehicle to get this tax-free benefit. But it's not giving up the local tax money, of course. These bonds are exempt from federal taxes. So what you have is all these local officials across the country writing a federal check, because by letting these companies issue these bonds, the federal government gives up on some tax revenues. And these go to huge companies. I looked bond by bond at thousands of bonds, and I found that Chevron is the biggest recipient. But there's a lot of other big oil companies. Exxon Mobil is in there, BP, Shell, big companies that make a lot of money, and they get this subsidy out of the federal government's budget, essentially.
Companies that under no circumstances answer to the description, wow, we really need to help out this venture here in our community, Chevron and Exxon. These are not a situation where government is responding to community need. It's something else going on.
Well, and sometimes, I mean, and in fact, in many cases, there is an argument that it is responding to community needs. So, for instance, you mentioned the Goldman Sachs headquarters here in New York. That was part of a program after 9/11 that was designed to keep jobs in New York City. And Bank of America, their building, also benefited. Now, Goldman's an interesting one that you bring up, because in a related program related to 9/11, they have to turn in their job figures every year. So I FOIA'd these and got the public records. And it turns out the last 3 years, they've been below their goal of jobs that they were going to meet. And that's the thing about these programs. They have goods associated with them. There's supposed to be jobs created and so on, but there's very little tracking of it.
It sounds like a company like Goldman has a real negotiating leverage in a situation like post 9/11. The New York City needs to rebuild in that area downtown. The Goldman Sachs building could be there. Maybe it could be in New Jersey. Suddenly these bonds become a kind of, I don't know, casino chip currency that allows governments to attract companies, and the companies end up benefiting.
Well, you know, I got on to this particular subsidy as part of a longer project. I had a big series that came out in December where I found that, you know, there was over $80 billion that state and local governments are giving to companies. And in that project, I found that, yes, companies have huge power. They can say to a government, you know, give us XYZ or we won't come. And the governments are betting, you know, are competing against each other to get these companies. One really interesting example that I wrote about in this series in December is the movie studio where Oz was taped. And in fact, they got all kinds of subsidies. They got property tax breaks. They had bonds guaranteed by the state pension fund. But one of the things they did also is that these bonds were tax exempt. So that means that, you know, the people who bought those bonds don't have to pay tax on them. And that benefits this movie studio at the expense of federal taxpayers.
It's like the federal check being written by these
local
and state.
And so there's
government.
An agency problem, right? Because when you're not giving out your own money, then you might not look at it as carefully. And so some people have expressed concerns about these bonds. The Bipartisan Policy Center, for instance, which is run by some veteran policymakers from the Fed. They've said these need to be reviewed. The GAO issued a report in 2008 and said it's not really clear that these private bonds are creating the sort of public good that they were supposed to.
Is there any way to calculate what projects might have received federal support or government support but for the fact that Chevron and Exxon kind of got themselves to the front of the line one way or another?
You mean who else missed out?
What companies missed out? Yeah, who might have missed out?
Well, one thing I found in this broader look I did at subsidies over the past year is that, in general, these go to bigger companies. So look at the small businesses who don't have the kinds of consultants helping them get these deals, who don't have the sorts of connections and know-how. In general, it goes to big companies.
Would you call this a loophole? And if so, is it the kind of thing in Washington that they're taking a look at to maybe end?
Well, you know, again, this costs billions of dollars a year. The Bipartisan Policy Center says if you ended this over 10 years, you could save $50 billion. That's billion with a B. So we're talking real money at a time that there are painful cuts coming. And, you know, a broader look in general at the incentives, you would see that it's a lot of money that the federal and state and local governments give to companies to create jobs with very few guarantees.
Who gets to issue these bonds? Let's just say a government agency. I mean, they literally get an opportunity to print up a bond that is federally tax exempt without the federal government specifically overseeing what happens?
The federal government has given allocations to states and cities, and then they let companies use some of that allocation. So it's the companies issuing them through these state and local conduits. It's really, again, local officials writing a federal check for companies.
Louise Story, investigative reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you.